you wanna come to Georgia? Don't you wanna come to Georgia? Don't you wanna come to Georgia? Don't you wanna come to Georgia?
The city of Hotlanta has given us R&B and hip-hop artists from Babyface and TLC to Lil Jon and Ludacris. Now coming up in the ranks is Georgia native Anthony David. Originally from Savannah, Anthony has spent his whole life writing songs. But it wasn't until he moved to Atlanta that he got serious about music as a career. It may have helped that the very first person he met in Atlanta while getting out of his car was none other than India Iree. Anthony wrote the song Part of My Life on India Iree's Grammy-nominated album Acoustic Soul. He also co-wrote and produced her R&B hit, There's Hope. Now India Iree has chosen to make Anthony David's album the first one she's released on her new record label, Soulbird Music. Anthony's album is called AC Deucey. Hey, Anthony, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, you know, you have gotten some great reviews. The Atlanta Voice said your music is like walking barefoot on your mama's South Georgia land or sliding nice. $3 to the brothers on the corner. So I'm going to let you describe your sound. How is it? What is it?
In short, we call it Millennium Blues. And it's just because my foundation is, the foundation of all of our music is blues, really. And I tend to creep a little bit more of that back into what we call R&B these days.
What do you think about the whole term neo-soul? Because music always transcends labels, but neo-soul has become one of those labels. What do you think of that and as a term, and would you ever put yourself under that umbrella?
Yeah, I consider that kind of the base of where I come from because that's kind of my era of starting music. I don't mind the title so much. I think it was pretty accurate, you know, in what it was trying to do. And I don't have a problem much with titles, period, because they just are introductions to things. And some people transcend their titles. That's what I'm hoping to do. You got to understand that women don't like to play. She just can't cut off her emotions in the same way. Don't be surprised when she's blowing you up on the phone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stop playing games. Stop playing games. It's hard.
So tell me how you got into music. How old were you when you first started playing an instrument, and what was it?
I was 23 when I started playing guitar, and I always wrote, and then I got into singing a little bit, and then I really got into it when I started writing songs, which was when I started playing guitar. It was like I found a voice when I was able to write.
That's, you know, compared to a lot of the folks we talk to who started playing when they were little kids, 23 is late. It's certainly not old, but it's, did you ever feel like, because you came out of more of a lyricist background, were you ever afraid of starting to play an instrument?
No, I just didn't really think much about it. It was just something that kind of came, and it was such a great tool as it for me on a personal basis. I really wasn't worried about, I guess, how it would have look to anybody else, you know what I mean? I just was enjoying it.
Now you get to work with folks like India Iree, and you guys have this duet on the album called Words, and that's been really popular. So how did you two connect?
Actually, before we both started playing and singing professionally or casually, she was singing. I was singing a little bit, but we were scared to show each other. I met her when I moved to Atlanta, and we just hung out all the time. And we actually started and made our pact and got into music locally together. But I know that the end of the rainbow,
yeah. No matter what I say, it's nothing but a word. Just let me Would you say that it has been an easy journey for you to reach the point where you have commercial success? I mean, how has it been for you?
Some parts easy, some parts hard. You know, I've done two independent records, and that was a long road. Like, you know, I did the first one came out in 2004, So I've been, you know, on the road doing that for the last 4 years. And every, you know, that's not always easy. But it's been rewarding, you know. And I guess considering how long it took me to learn and write, start writing songs with the guitar, in some ways, relative to other people, it's easy. Sometimes relative to other people, it's hard. To others, anyway.
You have a great cover on the album, Something About You, by, you know, it was originally from the English band Level 42, came out, you know, in 1985. I think a lot of people will really love hearing that. But you also have this side where you served in Desert Storm and jumped out of planes. So how do you reconcile the side of you that has been, you know, super hardcore, you know, military guy with, you know, somebody who can sing such a mellow song?
That's just me. You know what I mean? That's just me. I guess it's one of those things where I'm a believer in the thing that where whatever, I guess, challenge comes your way, you can rise to it. So when that other thing happened with Desert Storm or whatnot, you know, I shocked myself and was able, and being in the Army period, it was just something that, you know, I followed my dad into anyway. And I believe that's the kind of irony that is human anyway.
When you joined the military, was it before Desert Storm and then you just were in a war situation, or did you join when Desert Storm was happening?
It was before. I joined in 89, like September 89. Yeah, I really, part of my rationale too was, you know, well, there haven't been any wars. I don't think they fight like that anymore. And then as soon as I got into my unit, about 3 months after I got to my unit, it was like alert.
Wow.
And I'm like, where's Iraq? Who's Saddam Hussein? What is this? I was like 18.
Yeah, oh my gosh, man, that must have been something. Did you sing while you were there?
That's where I really started. Like, I sang on tapes and stuff like that. I had this girl I liked that I would send her stuff. And then she told me it was good. That's where I got heavy into it and started liking it.
You've talked in some of your songs about social issues like gentrification. So we were in Atlanta not too long ago doing some live shows from Atlanta. What do you think is happening in Atlanta in terms of gentrification?
Well, just like in every city, there's the good part of making the city look better, people moving back in the city. Obviously, with gas prices, it's like more of a central thing. Atlanta's in real trouble when it comes to that anyway. It's all spread out. But then some of the character that made the city what it is, as far as the people and whatnot, you know, some things get pushed out instead of reformed. And, you know, so there's this like torn aspect to it.
Edgewood Avenue down in Atlanta, Georgia. They're building a brand spanking new high-rise. It used to be a crack spot, other side of the track spot. I hear them say it needs to be gentrified. They say that the people down here are worthless, and they just need to be swept away.
What does your family think about what you've done?
They're proud, you know, as long as I can eat, basically, that's all they care about. You know what I mean? And but they do like the art, you know, and my mom's always been a big supporter of it. And so she's happy to see the things that I wanted to do, I was able to make happen.
And what about settling down? Are you
And as far as relationship and all that, well, I'm engaged now. I'm actually just becoming. I've been in a relationship for a good while now, and it's been long distance, and so we're pulling that together. Got a really great lady. I do.
Oh, congratulations, and Anthony, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Anthony David's new album AC Deucey was released today. He spoke with us from the studios of Georgia Public Broadcasting.
A woman came and changed the game. Change the game. happy that I found my lady.
That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.